guess traffic was a little blocked up today. But good morning, guys. How was you guys' weekends? I know you guys are excited for summer, and I know summer is just a couple weeks away, but don't forget we still have assignments and tests to study for, and you guys need to focus on your finals, alright? So, first things first, I am going to pass out a packet, and you guys will complete said packet and turn it into me. It's only 4 pages. You can find the answers in the back of your textbook. And it shouldn't take that long, okay? So, I will pass these out. Oh, I almost forgot. You need to see me after class. We need to have a chat about your grades. Alright? Make sure you do your assignment. Okay, class. So now you all need to be silent and focus on your work. And no talking, or I will send you to student services, okay? I told you to come to me after class. Don't leave yet. Come here. Close the door. Does it look like I care that you have stuff to do? This is important, okay? Whatever you have to do, it's not that important. So you need to come here. There's a chair right here. Sit over here. Alright, so this is really important. You're failing almost all of your classes, alright? Now, I don't know if you understand the severity of this, but if you keep slacking like this, they might kick you out of this school. Why would they kick you out? Because, remember, you need high marks to get in this school. It affects their statistics if you aren't getting good grades. Now, I don't know if there's something happening at home, but you really need to start focusing on your work, okay? Is there something upsetting you? You know you can come to me and talk to me about anything if you need to. I have no problem with you venting to me. Ah, okay. You don't need to tell me that. I'll respect your privacy. But, seriously. Don't tell anyone else this, but you're one of my favorite students. And I don't want to see you fail, because I know you can do better than this. You always get A's and maybe the occasional B. I've never seen you drop so hard to C's and D's. It's not like you. So, we need to start working on your assignments. Alright? Now then, I want you to stay in that seat so that we can talk over everything for my class at least. You can probably go to your other teachers when you get the time, but for now, I'm gonna have to keep you in detention and go over your grades and all your papers. Well, I guess those plans with your friends are just gonna have to be canceled. All right, so let's start with this paper right here. Do you know how to do this? Did you read the textbook? You realize if you paid attention to the textbook, you would see that the answer is right here. Just really struggling, huh? It's just, I don't know. You have to want to put in the work for your grades to get better, okay? They're not going to get better by you just slacking off. All right? I can't just give you an A. You have a C in my class, all right? I guess there is an exception I can make. Why am I laughing like what? Is there something wrong? It's nothing, just there's a way that I could look over these indiscretions and give you a perfect A, but you have to do me a little favor. All right, so this is not like any assignment you've done before. Okay, where's the cap to this bottle? Oh, it's right here. Yeah. Your assignment is to please me. And if you can do that, I'll give you an A on all your missing assignments and all your papers. Oh, don't worry. I have a little toy for you to use. All you need to do is use this and please me. And if you are successful, I'll give you all good grades, which shouldn't be difficult. The vibration is doing the work for you. Let me just move all these papers and junk off my desk. Of course you can do it. I mean, you don't think I hear the things that your friends say about me? All the inappropriate things? All because I don't dress like the typical teacher. I've heard it all, you know. all types of inappropriate things said to me and about me by so many people. But that's okay. Because you have a job to do. You know, there's other settings, you know, so you can use the other ones if you'd like. You're almost there. You're not quite there yet. Almost, but not quite. It's another 7 hours. No, you're not tying me up. Fine. You know, you can tie my hands and that's it. It doesn't feel good at all. Why do you keep teasing me like this? Well, don't look at my face then. You don't need to look at my face. And I don't want to have to keep you for detention all day. Or do you not know how to please a woman properly? Mm-hmm. guess you've earned your grade. I'll change them in the grade book. Okay. And we should do this more often. It was fun. I am sorry that I'm late once again, class, but good morning, guys! So, I have not seen you guys for a few weeks now. In case you guys forgot or remember, in the beginning of the year, I did say that if 90% of you passed your finals, then we would go on some summer field trips. Now, we are the only class who's going on these field trips because, you know, I'm cool like that and I like you guys to have fun in many different ways. But we are going to be going on our first field trip this year. And I know you guys have been enjoying your summer break and you're probably like, oh, we have to come to school during the summer. But I know you guys are excited for this trip. Before we go any further, I want you guys to check your bags and make sure that you have all your stuff packed for the next 3 days because we are going to Hawaii. We'll be going to the beaches, learning about the culture, and learning about a lot of different things. I know you guys already packed swimsuits and such, but if you did not, make sure you contact your parents and let them know. Does anyone need to call their parents and have them bring swimming clothes? If you can swim, of course. Alright, no one? Now then, if you will please bring your permission slips up to me, and I will double check and make sure you guys all had your parents sign your slips. And yes, I will be checking because I cannot let you go on this trip without that permission slip being signed, because if not, and something bad happens to you, that's put on the school. So, everyone, bring your papers up to me. Thank you. It's nice to see you again. Oh, thank you, Nora. Okay, thank you for giving your paper. Okay, class, are you guys excited? I'm excited too. Now I'll be swimming and stuff with you guys. Maybe I'll swim with you guys. Okay, now everyone, settle down. Thank you for giving me your permission slips. But before we go, the buses will be here in 10 minutes to take us to the airport. And then we will be on a plane with just the class, and then we will get there. But since the bus will not come for another 10 minutes, I will use this time for you guys to ask any questions you have about the trip, about accommodation, anything like that. All right? Yes, Nora? Yes, you will be able to pick who you share your room with. Guys and girls, you guys cannot share rooms together because you guys are not going to be making babies on this field trip, understand? So, wait, how big are the rooms again? Principal Smith? How big are the rooms again? Okay, each room has two queen beds, so two people to a room, all right? And we will make some exceptions if you guys want to share rooms with a few of your friends. We'll make a few exceptions, but don't clutter like 10 people in a room, all right? Because it's only one bathroom per room. So yes, guys can be with their friends, girls can be with their friends, guys and girls cannot be in the same room together. Is that understood? Alright, I'm glad everyone understands. John? Yes? Yes, we will be going to the beach, guys. Now, I don't want you guys to think this is some school field trip. The thing is, this is more so for fun as a class to enjoy ourselves and celebrate the fact that you guys did so well on your finals, okay? So, no, there will not be any hidden assignments, any learning aspect. You guys will get to learn about the culture, but that's on your own terms. If you guys want to learn about culture or see their ceremonies and whatnot, then you can do so. But this is just for fun. Okay. I'm so excited. Are the buses here? Okay, everyone, pick up your stuff. Make sure you don't leave anything in the classroom because I need to lock it beforehand. All right. Come on, kids. Put some pep to your step. We got a long trip to go on. All right, walk a little faster. I need to have a little chat with you really quick before we go on this trip. How's your summer been? Has it been good so far? Have you been having fun? I'd hope so. I really miss you. I mean, we had a lot of fun, don't you think? Do you not think we had any fun? Of course. Why wouldn't I have had What? You recorded us? Why? Wait, you're lying. You didn't. Okay, what? Why? I want to know why you thought it was necessary to record it. Cherish every opportunity. Just because I said I miss you doesn't mean I want to do it again, all right? It was a one-time thing, me having fun with you, and that was it, all right? Because you know you can get in trouble for this, doing stuff with your teacher. You wouldn't dare get me fired, would you? Okay, what is it? What do you want? What? You're out of your mind. I can't have sex with a student. Excuse me, by the way. I'm bringing our little buddy on this trip. You remember? Huh. By the way, and be careful with what you blackmail me with. Because I love being bitten. Now come on before your classmates go too far ahead. Let's go! Come on, hurry it up. We don't have all day. Guys, we're finally here at the luxury hotel. Luxury hotels. My mouth is just not getting it together right now. Luxury hotels. All right. Now then, this is the time to pick your rooms. All right. We have reserved this entire hotel so you guys will not have to worry about randoms and whatnot. This is reserved for our whole class for the next few days. So pick your rooms, go to the front desk, decide what friend groups you guys will be in, and figure it out from there. By the way, there's enough rooms for everyone to have their own room, but I know you guys want to be with your friends, so if you guys want to be with your friends, go ahead, or just pick the same hallway as your friends or something, I don't know. Oh, yeah? What is it? You're going to have your own room. Of course, I shouldn't be surprised. Nothing. I didn't say anything. Anyways, guys. Our first endeavor is going to be the beach. And it is right outside the hotel, so let's go, guys. Come on. I said let's go, guys. I'm not going to tell you again. Come on. We don't have all day. If one of you drowns, it's not on me. So stop splashing each other. You guys are teenagers, not kids. You guys are absolutely... I'm gonna assume that was accidental. But if you do something public again, I'm writing you up. Don't think I can't do my teacher duties just because we're on vacation. Just to spare you the trouble, let me distance myself from you. Kids, I said be careful. Nora doesn't know how to swim, so stop splashing her. She's in the low end for a reason. What? Do you need something? What is it? You're getting on my nerves, you know. Something wrong with your swimming trunks? If you're trying to drop hints right now, I'm not doing it. No. You can handle your business in your trunks by yourself. Alright? I have a class to look after in case you forgot. And you're making stuff extremely obvious right now. Hey, let me tell you something. If you're going to do things, be inconspicuous about it. Because I'm not going to get in trouble because you don't know how to contain your teenage hormones, alright? Now then, handle your business down there by yourself for now at least. Alright, kids, I know that you guys are enjoying the beach. We have a few more minutes, alright? And then we have to call it a night. Well, yeah, you guys would have been able to stay longer if the plane hadn't taken so long to get here, okay? You guys can't be sitting up all night, so enjoy a few more minutes of swimming, and then we all have to hit the hay and go inside. I have a question. Why aren't you swimming with your friends? Or do you not have any? It was a joke. I'm fully aware that you have friends, considering I've heard all the disgusting, nasty comments about me that have come out of your friends' mouths. Just, you know, it doesn't hurt to have some fun. I mean, you're young. When will you ever get another chance to enjoy yourself? It doesn't hurt, does it? What, you're saying as an adult, do I not enjoy myself? Well, not really. I mean, I have to teach annoying kids every day. I have to grade assignments all day. Kind of a shut-in a little. I mean, this is one of the first vacations I've gone on in a long-ass time. I know that much. It just feels nice to get out here and relax and enjoy myself and not have to stress, you know? You should probably do the same thing. Okay, guys. It's calling it a night. Come on, let's go. Go to your rooms, guys. Good night. Good night. Good night, guys. Alright. Make sure you guys get some sleep because we're gonna do some more activities tomorrow. Okay. Good night, you guys. My hotel number? 103. See you later, I guess. I still getting in trouble. You're getting a little too comfortable slapping my ass now, aren't you? I'll see you later. Come in. Kind of tired right now, in case you couldn't tell. So, hold on. Let me close the door. Okay, so, what do you want? Do you need or want something? Why? I just woke up. Hold on. No! Don't leak the audio. Okay, fine. I'll kick it off. Are you happy now? Sit down. I don't get the point of this, but okay. It's over there in my desk. You just don't want me to speak, then. All right.
evil, you know that. Okay, I'll quiet down. Lay down? Why? What? No. Are you really doing this suddenly? Do you even know what you're doing? I mean, you've never done stuff before, haven't you? That's surprising to hear. I expected you to be a virgin or something. Of course I've done things. I mean, why wouldn't I? Fine. I haven't done anything yet. Fine, I'll lay down. Wait, you're gonna use Paul? Wait, why are you using Paul? What if they hear us? I'll just get it over with. Ow. Thank you. question? What expressions? I wasn't making any expressions. Why wouldn't I be out of breath? I'm still trying to catch my breath, yes. It's just overwhelming, it's all. I'll be fine. Yes. Now the best thing for you to do would be to go back to your room and stop lingering around here. Because I don't need to get in trouble for you being an idiot. Alright. We'll see you later. Yes, I will see you later. Oh, by the way, before you leave, he had fun. Believe it or not. But you know what? I feel like this is gonna be one hell of a trip. I'm excited.
Good morning, guys. I hope you all had a good night's sleep. In case you cannot tell by my appearance, I did not certainly have a good night's sleep, but I hope you all did. Today we will be going on a hike, going around, venturing, and whatnot. So hopefully you guys are eager to go and do this. Maybe not. Maybe you guys are like, oh, this is so dumb. Why are we doing this again? But you guys just have to suck it up, you know. Sometimes you gotta do stuff you don't want to do. And I've learned that as a teacher. That is my motto. Sometimes you gotta do things you don't. Don't walk too far ahead, guys. I don't want to lose you. How did you sleep? Did you sleep okay? I would assume so. I've been really comfortable today. I've been kind of sore down there. What's that? But no! I'm fine. Give it to me. Now, what's the point of putting this in here? What are you doing with that remote? You're really gonna use that remote on me? You can't do that. I can't look weird in front of the students. You know what? Fine. You wanna play games with me? I'll play the same game. But let me tell you something. You're playing against the wrong opponent. Now I suggest you walk up your class before you lose them or something. It's been a while since I've seen you guys. Well, I know everyone's been busy doing whatever they have to do, but just remember that we still have assignments and work. Is everyone aware of that? Okay, good. Yes, I'm aware that I've been out for a while, but life has just been getting the best of me. But I am excited to be back with my students again. I really miss you guys. What's this? So. Ahem. Class, silence yourselves. Who decided to write this random phrase on my board? It says, "No Nut November." Since the boys in the back over there find this statement so funny, would you like to explain to the class what it means? Didn't think so. Anyways, class, I would rather you keep your school affairs and your hormonal affairs separate. And I would rather not have your raging teenage hormones present in my classroom and with your jokes. So if you would kindly come up and erase this off my board, I would very greatly appreciate it. Do you need something? Well, yes. We haven't seen each other in a while. How's your life been? I'm glad to hear it. So, all jokes aside, do you know what No Nut November is? I mean, I know your friends wrote it on my board as a joke and all, but I don't understand these weird phrases that you kids use. Means you don't nut for a whole month. I mean, I want to know why that's a difficult thing to do, though. It's not that hard. So you've done it before. It's very interesting. I mean, I don't think you've done anything with any girl since our last endeavor, right? So that means you've already been going a while without doing anything unless you've been self-pleasuring yourself. You know, I actually haven't been doing anything.
Nope.
I mean, it's not that hard for me to resist. But apparently, you're very tough on your guns. I mean, you said you could make it all of November, right? Let me see if I could change that. I mean, you were always making the sexual advances on me, catching me off guard, randomly slapping my ass every now and again. Maybe it's about time we turn the tables. Let's see how you like it. I want you to stay at your desk and do your work up there, and I'll do my work down here. Now I can feel you twitching. You don't have to hold it in or anything. Resisting, huh? Maybe I should nothing. Oh, that's sucking, took a lot of energy, but maybe I should take things a little step further. Coming from my mouth, so I thought putting it in would be a little better for you. You know, something warmer and wetter and tighter.
Just focus on you. I can see your face tightening. It's okay. You can just come if you want to. Come on. I won't tell anyone if you lose. It'll just be between you and me. Yes, no, not November. Changed to nothing November for you. No, I won't tell anyone. Promise. But don't assume this is the end of me, you know, taking charge of things. You wanted to play that game at the beach just because I asked you to do some things for good grades one time, and you decided to take advantage of that field trip and just go crazy. So I think I need to remind you who the authority is. I'll see you in class tomorrow.